Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or podcasthealth.com. That's where help you got it from. All your health podcasts should come from the best site, I think, for health and medicine podcasts, podcasthealth.com. Wherever you got it, thank you for downloading us. We have a great guest. He's a recurrent guest. I could have him on every week. His knowledge and depth of knowledge is so wonderful that you've got to get this book. The book that he has written, a different book than ones that have come before, but he has such great area and expertise in pain relief. So it is Pain Relief in Four Simple Steps, Eliminating the Root Causes of Chronic Pain. His name is Jacob Teitelbaum, Teitelbaum. The best website, endfatigue.com, endfatigue.com. Just a marvelous guest, as you'll soon learn. But before we go to those four simple steps and what you can do about them, let me remind you that our sponsors are LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, Dye Rescue, and of course, for the GLP user, Relesium, R-E-L-E-S-I-U-M. About 70% of people who have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, believe it or not, all four are related, and if you have any one of those, Relesium seems to be effective at least 70% of the time. Take it 2 days before the day of and 2 days after. You give yourself a shot, or if you're taking the pill, you can take it along with it. And the other sponsor, ForYoungevity.com, ForYoungevity.com. Go there to sign up for the free newsletter. But really, the site you should go to if you're listening to this interview and want more information is endfatigue.com. Dr. Teitelbaum, thank you for coming on. I'm going to ask about the four simple steps, but I should probably ask you whether you want to start with muscle pain, inflammation, nerve pain, or brain pain.
Well, Mike, muscle pain is the most common cause of pain in adults. And sadly, as physicians, we're simply not trained in how to recognize, diagnose, or treat it. So the muscle pain, here's a key concept. For those of you with chronic pain, there's going to be four key components going on. We'll talk about those. But for muscle pain, that's low energy in the muscles. Muscles are like a spring. It takes more energy to stretch that spring. If you don't have energy, it locks down in a shortened position. Just like when you have a heavy workout, you don't come home and say, honey, my muscles are all loose and limp. They're tight, and then they hurt. So anything that puts energy in the muscles, whether it's a heating pad, whether it's a good multivitamin that has magnesium and B vitamins, any of a host of things will help the muscles release, and then the muscle pain goes away.
And now you said heat and magnesium, as I remember it. What's the deal on people think about cold plunges to recover? Is that just for athletes? Is heat for the rest of us?
Well, it's a funny thing. We think it should be either heat or cold, but it's not. The cold plunges stimulate immunity, so they help in that way. People who have long-term low-grade infections, things like that, it'll help. But also, a mist of cold blocks the pain signal, so it gives temporary relief. To me, it's not the way that I would go. I mean, it's cheaper and easier to do a hot bath with two cups of Epsom salts, which is a really good way to relax the muscles.
And Epsom salts is really magnesium, isn't it?
Exactly. So you're getting a massive amount of magnesium for cheap. You can get Epsom salts most anywhere, Costco, most supermarkets, any drugstore, one or two cups in a tub of hot water and soak, and you'll feel those muscles start to let go.
I better increase my own magnesium level. I've been doing too much hiking and I'm getting muscle pain, which is a natural component when you overdo it, I suppose.
Absolutely, because when you look at energy and nutrients, it's B vitamins and magnesium, and we need much more than the RDAs. For the B vitamins, you want 25 milligrams or more of most of those. The magnesium, you want 200 milligrams a day. I like a multivitamin called the Energy Revitalization Drink Mix. One drink supplies all of this and more. It's really good for helping muscles release and to increase energy in general. These things are not hard to do.
Talk to us about inflammatory pain, because that's another component, is it not?
Yes, because that, along with the muscle pain, are the two most common triggers for the pain. And a big part of that is a mix of the American diet with high sugar, that basically junk food tends to trigger inflammation. The other thing is that we live in an environment where the media tries to scare people to death and make them hate each other. Well, it does. I mean, you know, God bless them, but it's our immune systems take our cue. If we're feeling constantly scared or angry, their immune system thinks they're under attack. It doesn't know from where or when. It goes on high alert, which means increased inflammation. So when you're watching media in general, if it makes you start feeling bad, angry, or hateful, there's this Tai Chi move where you breathe, bring your palms in front of you, breathe out, reach out to the side, grab the remote control and hit off, and you will feel so much better.
So that is one of the treatments, or a optimal treatment, in addition to avoiding sugar and processed foods, that goes with the inflammatory pain. Is there any way to know whether you've got inflammatory pain versus muscle pain or nerve pain or brain pain?
Well, the muscle pain is interesting because if it's between the joints, like along the long part of the arm or the leg or the back, but not right over a joint, and if you can push on it and reproduce a pain, that's usually going to be muscle pain. If it's around the joint areas, or if there's redness or swelling, it's more likely to be inflammatory pain. And those two herbs, curcumin and boswellia, I like a simple mix called Curamin, which has been a pain relief miracle for people. It settles down the inflammation quite dramatically. Or if you have a diagnosis and it ends in itis, like arthritis, anything that ends in itis, that's going to be inflammation. Most autoimmune illnesses will have a mix of all of these, but have a strong inflammatory component.
And what's the name of that mixture again that you gave?
Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. It's a mix of a high absorption curcumin, boswellia, and then compounds that melt inflammation and increase your own endorphins. It's the main thing that I will use for pain. That and a good multivitamin make a really good start for people. You'd be surprised at how much the pain eases down after 6 weeks with simply those two alone.
And now, tell us about nerve pain and brain pain.
So nerve pain is also very common, and that feels like shooting pains. Other things can cause it, but if it has an electric-like feeling, if light touch aggravates it, suspect nerve pain. Diabetes is a major trigger for nerve pain. Shingles will be other ones, nutritional deficiencies. There's a host of things that can cause it. Most doctors are treated poorly. Most doctors are not trained in pain management, sadly. But there's a nice simple recipe. The multivitamin, lipoic acid, 300 milligrams twice a day. And if the pain is from chemotherapy, then acetyl L-carnitine, 1 to 2 grams twice a day. These things can help. Can I give out my email address? Because I'm happy to send people free information sheets on each of these kinds of pain.
Sure.
So my email address is fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E, D-O-C, @gmail.com. fatiguedoc@gmail.com.
That's really nice of you to do, fatiguedoc@gmail.com. I should say that we are talking to the person I consider one of the great world's experts on pain and who's been on a number of times on the podcast. We're in number 1290. This is 1290B. And I think Dr. Teitelbaum's holds the record for being on 8 times. And the current book that is really a sensational book, I got an advanced copy of it, so I had the chance to read it. But it's available on Amazon now. It's Pain Relief in 4 Simple Steps. Pain Relief in 4 Simple Steps. Again, the subtitle, by the way, is Eliminating the Root Cause of Chronic Pain. The website is endfatigue.com, but this is Pain Relief in 4 Simple Steps. As I remember it, I didn't bring the book with me today, but I think it's got a beautiful blue cover and, of course, has Dr. Teitelbaum's name at the bottom. He is a great, great expert in this area. Let's continue with brain pain.
So what happens is anytime you have chronic pain, or that lasts more than 6 weeks, or many infections, head injuries, those of you who have traumatic brain injury, very nice protocols that are helpful for that. But it triggers inflammation in the brain called microglial activation. Microglial cells are like mild-mannered farmers. They fertilize and weed the brain cells. They basically take care of the brain cells. But if they see anything that causes problems like an infection or things like that, they go wild and they transform and become what's called activated. And then they can actually cause more pain and more harm. So this brain pain, if you have chronic pain for more than 6 weeks, you have brain pain. It needs to be addressed. It's easy. There are many things that can be done for this. Low-dose naltrexone, very simple, low-cost medication that can be very, very helpful. You can ask for the low-dose naltrexone information sheet if you email me, or it's all in my book. There's a supplement called PEA, palmitoyl ethanolamide. So I use one called PEA Healthy Inflammation Response because it's high absorption. And the dosing is anywhere from 600 milligrams a day. I prefer 2,400 milligrams a day for 3 months. But again, you can ask for the PEA information sheet and it'll tell you how to dose it. You want to give it the 2 to 3 months, but you'd be amazed at how much not just the pain goes down, but your brain starts coming back, your cognition, your energy, just a host of things improve when you treat brain pain. So again, no matter how the pain started, whether it's a muscle pain, an injury, whatever it happens to be, lasts more than 6 weeks, each will trigger the next. So I will treat for inflammation, muscle pain, and brain pain, and all chronic pain. And most of the time, I will consider addressing neuropathy as well. You do all 4 of those, and it's not hard to do. You'll find most cases the pain gets much better and often goes away.
Now, you call it the SHINE protocol. What is the SHINE protocol?
So when you look at addressing the low energy in the body, the way to optimize energy production biochemically is SHINE, sleep, hormones, addressing infections, nutritional support, and exercise as able. These are the key components. So for those with severe muscle pain with fibromyalgia, our published research showed that 91% of people with severe fibromyalgia improved with an average 90% increase in quality of life. And this was a placebo-controlled study just by addressing SHINE with this program. And the pain dramatically decreases. So for those of you who want the pain to go away, get your 8 hours sleep a night. If you don't sleep, you will not have the pain go away. Pain, you need growth hormone, which does tissue repair. You need the other things that happen during sleep. So make your time for 8 hours sleep. If you have trouble sleeping, the book will tell you how to get solid sleep using a mix of natural and prescription options. For those of you who are tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you probably have low thyroid even if the blood tests are normal. These simple things can make a big difference in both energy and pain relief.
Now, what have I failed to ask you in the last 2 minutes, since it always goes so fast? We're talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the proprietor, I guess, of the website endfatigue.com, but he's the author of 12 books, but this one, I think, outdoes them all. It is Pain Relief in 4 Simple Steps. It is eliminating the root causes of chronic pain. So, Jacob, what have I forgotten to ask you?
Well, again, a lot of it is lifestyle. There's mind-body components to most illnesses. I don't care if we're talking about cancer or heart attack or any of these. Our psyche plays a role. So if you're trying to get pain-free or recover from any illness so you can go back to a life you hate, it's just not going to happen. while you're treating the biochemistry, as we talked about with SHINE or addressing these four components, you want to start making a list of the things where you put your energy in your life and make two columns, things that feel good and things that don't feel good. The things in the don't feel good column, start with anything that you can let go of that you're not going to get arrested or homeless, let it go. And start focusing your attention on the things that feel good. And then also learn to set boundaries. The only reason you need to say no is it doesn't feel good. Your brain doesn't know. Your brain tells you the product of what you were programmed to do to be a good boy or a good girl. Your feelings tell you what's authentic. If it feels bad, say no. These simple measures, regardless of the health problem that you're having, can go a big way towards healing.
I want to thank you, Jacob, for, as usual, being outstanding and helping our listeners so much. That's Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Pain Relief in Four Simple Steps is the latest book, Eliminating the Root Causes of Chronic Pain. The website is endfatigue.com. If you want his email address, it's fatiguedoc@gmail.com. fatiguedoc@gmail.com. Jacob, thank you very much.
Mike, always a pleasure.
Our sponsors, as usual, Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, Dye Rescue, and of course, Releaseum, something to consider if you're taking or considering a GLP-1 drug, especially the injectables, or if you get a side effect. Take it 2 days before, 2 days after, and the day of, you give yourself the shot, and amazingly, 70% less side effects based on the randomized data. My name is Dr. Mike Roizen, the host, and of course, the other sponsor for Youngevity.com, Youngevity, Youngevity, for getting younger. Go to foryoungevity.com, sign up for their free newsletter. And our guest today, endfatigue.com, is his website. He's not a sponsor. We just have him on because he's so outstanding. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. This has been 1290B, the A's. There's some pretty darn good news of the week and take-homes for you. Thanks again.